Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. So guys, we're so excited to announce that we now have our subscription platform live on Spotify, where you get 4 extra episodes a month for subscribers only, and we do deep dives into all unreal information about manifesting, self-love, journal prompts, tapping, and more. So if you want to sign up, I will leave the link in the show notes. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. I'm just loving my life and odds at the moment. If you follow my personal Instagram, like, I've just been so busy. I actually went on a thing called Yacht Social this weekend, and it's basically where, like, there's like 7 or 8 boats, it's so good, that like come together near Sydney Harbour, and there's like a DJ boat, and like everyone's got inflatables and everyone's just getting so drunk. It was pretty ratchet though. But it was just the best day. And then I spent Sunday today, which is your Saturday, on this gorgeous jetty, again overlooking Sydney. And like, I just genuinely have to pinch myself sometimes that this is my life. And I literally just posted on Miracle Mindset saying that, like, you're never ever stuck. Whatever you want to truly make happen for yourself, whether it be to get in better shape, whether it be to attract a soulmate, whether it be to move countries, to change jobs, like, it's so, so, so possible. And I did a podcast the other day about, like, logic over emotion, and how if you logically think about these things, like, all it takes is to book a ticket, all it takes is to apply for a new job. Logically, we know exactly what to do. It's just fear that gets in the way. It's the stories that we tell ourselves. It's, you know, like, you'll know for years I've been saying about Oz, and like, it feels like the perfect time to have come. Honestly, I could pinch myself. I just love it. I just love it so much. I love the people. I love the lifestyle. Like, a couple of months ago, I was working in a high school, obviously just because I got made redundant, like trying to save us. I think I was on like £12 an hour. Really wasn't a lot of money. I don't even know what's okay money in England. I feel like that's like close to minimum wage. And now I'm doing social media management. I'm in Sydney. I'm learning to be a yoga teacher. And I think being so busy that sometimes you forget, like, how lucky you are to be in a place where I've opened that door. And don't get me wrong, guys, like, obviously there is challenges, and, you know, I was on FaceTime to my mum today, and it's Mother's Day, and like, she was just crying her eyes out because of the Moonpig card that I sent her. And I just think, oh, like, what I could do to give like my nephew a hug and my mum just today. But, you know, like, this is the lifestyle that I've asked for, and I couldn't be more grateful. So if you're thinking of changing things up, like, don't get disheartened by how far away it feels. Like, I genuinely was in 4K of debt last year, and I'm debt free, babies. Things take time. The day you plant the seed is not the day that you eat the fruit. So this episode, I wanted to be about how to increase your self-esteem, how to feel better in your own skin, your own mind, know what you bring to the table. I was actually talking to quite a few people yesterday. So the people that I went on the boat with, I didn't really know. And this guy was speaking to me and was saying how he doesn't feel good enough at all. Like, when he tries with people, and I was like, what? Like, this guy's like a handsome guy. And he was just saying, like, when he was younger, like, he was a lot bigger than he is now. And like, his brothers would just like bully him basically and just say, like, you're fat, da da da. And like, we don't realize how much these things stick with us. And like, I see it play out in my own life where, like, maybe I settle for things, or I tolerate things that I shouldn't, because a part of me inside doesn't feel worthy. And like, what you've got to ask yourself is, what part of me finds this acceptable? What part of me doesn't want to ask for a pay rise? What part of me is scared to speak up about this? What part of me is staying in this friendship because I'm so scared of losing this person because of what I might lose? Where's, like, where is the fear of loss coming? Where's the fear of abandonment coming from? And most of the time it's from our past and what we've been through. And then I was talking to another girl who, she is unbelievable but naturally curvy, and she was just saying, like, people naturally gravitate towards her friends who are slimmer, and, like, it makes her feel not good enough. And it's just so sad, because genuinely, like, there is going to be a person who idolizes her and loves her for who she is. And, like, I follow like Ashley Graham. There's another girl that I follow who is just such an unreal woman. We had another woman on the podcast as well, Aisha Perry, and they are the most incredible looking beautiful women who are so confident in their bodies, as they should be. We shouldn't ever feel not good enough because of our size, because of our skin. Like, these things will always naturally change. Like, I've gone through periods of my skin where I've had cystic acne. Like, right now is the only time in years it's ever been clear. And I never, this is for me, like, why I don't think looks are important, because they're so transient and they can change. And, like, it's so sad that we place such a value on being beautiful and being a particular size, and we think that that's where our worth comes from. Because, like, we are so much more than our external. Like, it's, we can't really, like, fair enough, we can tweak our appearance, but, like, we've came on this earth, we look the way we do, and we have such amazing qualities and talents, and our parents and our friends would never want to change us. So why do we want to change us? And so, yeah, like, I just wanted to give those stories because, like, I genuinely don't think anybody feels good enough. Like, I really don't. Like, I feel like I battle with worthiness so much, and, like, I think it's just part of me that has always never felt good enough. And I think I can be honest, like, I think that for so long I looked like, especially when I was younger, and I never felt good enough, like, in high school, and would always feel like just like the ugly friend. Like, I think I, once, like, I lost a bit of weight or started to feel like I've had a bit of a glow up and I got male attention, it validated me. And, like, I still battle with, like, trying to be good enough for myself and trying to be happy with who I am and that be it. Like, I think it is a struggle. And I think naturally, like, if you've gone through periods of not feeling good enough and then getting attention from someone, or we naturally grasp onto that without looking to ourselves. And I think that sometimes, like, I think that we can sometimes overstay our welcome with people and things. And I was saying this about me, like if someone hurts me, like, we used, me and the girls used, like, an example. If someone hurts you and cuts you and, like, leaves a wound, an open wound, like, should you look to them to heal that? Or should you look to yourself? Like, the same way as, like, that quote where it says, you know, like, if a snake bites you, don't keep going back to the snake. I don't know where this example's coming from, but what I'm trying to say is, like, you should never ever look for someone else to heal you, to make you feel good enough, because, like, most people aren't healed. Most people have a lot of open wounds and a lot of scars that we can't see. And so when people reject us, when, like, people comment on things about us, our bodies, or, like put us down, it's probably projection and probably from their own wounds and insecurities, because confident people don't belittle other people. And so we should never ever look to other people to validate us and to make us feel like we're worthy. And whilst we're doing that, we'll never ever feel good enough. So I want this little episode to be ways that I would boost my self-esteem and feel good enough. When you're walking into a room, you're not thinking, I hope people think I'm pretty, I hope people think I'm good enough. No, you're walking in knowing who you are. And the catch-22 of that is, when you're truly confident in yourself and who you are and what you bring to the table, naturally people are so attracted to you, and you're so magnetic because you don't want other people's validation. Like, you genuinely don't. You're here to have an amazing time and make connections. And I think that I've definitely got so good at feeling confident because I don't base anything off how others will perceive me. I go into a room knowing who I am, knowing that I'm good enough, and also like wanting to, because I'm not thinking about me. Like, when we're insecure, we think about ourselves, like, what do people think about me? Am I good enough? I actually go into a room and I think, like, let's make amazing connections, let's have a really good time. And it takes a lot of work, like, it really, really does. And I'll give you some of my favourite tips and ways that you can start working on your self-esteem. But I think that ultimately, life is very fucking short. And, like, if we're constantly chasing things outside of ourselves, we're never, ever going to be truly content. And there's a quote on Miracle Mindsets today. We're doing a refurb of Miracle Mindsets, the Instagram page, because we just don't know what we're trying to promote. Like, we're obviously a podcast, but then we're putting lifestyle pictures on, and just like we're just having a little bit of an identity crisis, one might say. And so I've deleted all the highlights, but we're going to be back looking sexy, looking aesthetic. But yeah, there was a quote that was like, a peaceful mind, a healthy body, and why have I forgot the last bit? A peaceful mind, a healthy body, and something else are the only things worth chasing in life. Maybe it's a happy heart or something. Making it up now, making shit up. But my point is that, like, truly, deep down, all we ever want is to feel happy. You know, like, when we feel insecure, we want to feel validated, to feel happy within. And so peace, happiness should be our main focus. It should never be money, aesthetic. It shouldn't be, because they're the symptoms of the root cause. We want, the root cause is happiness, and the things that mask that are like travel, money, a good job, you know, like all these things that we can stack on top of happiness. But ultimately, we do these things to feel happy and to feel free. And everyone is trying to make themselves happy at the end of the day. Like, okay, so the first thing that I would say is to really, really do an audit of the people that you surround yourself with. And when you're a people pleaser, your energy is chaotic. Like, your energy is really scattered. You never ever, so when you're a people pleaser, and also when you're anxious, you're not in your own home. So what I mean by that is, you're constantly, your energy is scattered. You're putting your energy into other people, worrying about what they think. You're not sitting in your house, which is your body, your mind, your safe space. You're not sitting there thinking, are these people good enough for me? Do they make me feel good? How do I feel around these people? What value do these people bring into my life? We're like, are they good enough for me? I don't feel good enough, so I want them to validate me. If people like me, if I've got a big group, that'll make me feel good enough. And I've been there, genuinely. This is how I know this. We need to come home to ourselves. There is no one more powerful than someone who is at home with themselves. And so, like, that's what I've genuinely cultivated. Like, I do not surround myself with anybody that puts me down, genuinely. If someone does, because I think friends that don't feel very good about themselves, like, I'm just using this as an example, by the way, like, not my friends, but, like, I think sometimes friends can make funny comments to people if, like, they don't feel very good, or, you know, like, they don't feel good in their own lives, or people don't feel good in their own lives. They can make comments, but they're not meaning anything malicious by it. But I think that you do have to crop people up about things like that and be very honest about how things make you feel, because, like, you don't deserve to be put down. And, like, we don't understand sometimes that, like, we are the five people that we surround ourselves with, and we conform a lot more than we think we do. If I hang around with someone for over a couple of days, we start to have the same like dialect. When me and Gemma were living together, we finish each other's sentences. We thought the same ways in a relationship. The more time you spend with them, you become that person. You have similar humor. Like, we've got to remember that we do naturally conform because, like, in our ancestry, like, we needed to be a part of a pack. And so who we surround ourselves with shapes our behavior, our attitudes more than we think it does. So you've got to be so careful with who you are allowing into your space, what they say, what they believe in. Because if you have people around you that distract themselves, that avoid, that don't put work into themselves, that complain about other people, that nag about how broke they are, how unmotivated they are, who are angry at the world, best believe that, like, you might not necessarily adopt those thoughts, but it will put you in a box. You aren't talking about your ideas, like energy transfer. Like, when you're around these people, like, how are you feeling coming away from them? And I guarantee you, when you start to come back home to yourself and tap into how you feel and ask yourself, do I feel good around these people? Do I feel drained? If you're around people that suck your energy, who complain, I guarantee you will come away feeling not as good about yourself, not as good about life, not as hopeful. Like, the people that I have in my life, honestly, I feel so fucking lucky. And I think it's because the best advice I've ever got, honestly, and I think I've defo said this on here before, treat your friendships like they are your relationship. Check in with them, make dates with them. And even, like, I was on your social with a new group, Hannah, one of the girls. I met her on Bronte Beach. Like, she was talking to one of my friends, and I was like, oh, hi, what's your name? I was like, oh, do you want to go for a coffee? We are literally, like, she's like a sister now. Like, we are meeting up with her this week. Like, and I genuinely think that friendships are, like, we all struggle with friendships. I know so many people on here, like, really struggle with, like, feeling like they're maybe not in the right space, the right place, or the right circle. But I guarantee your tribe is out there. Like, you've just got to keep looking a little bit deeper. Like, go to places where people, like if you wanna meet a rich man, you're not gonna go to the scabby pub on the corner. Do you know what I mean? You need to be in spaces that attract the people that you wanna. So, like, you can meet people at the gym, like you can meet people who are motivated in co-working spaces, or, you know, like in Bali, for example. Like, there's so many nomads and people that, like, are on this vibe. Same way as anyone who's kind of traveling has this idea of growth and freedom. And I think that even if you're sitting at home with the same circle that you've always had, like, I was in one friendship group in high school, and then when I went traveling, I came home and I had three friends: Jen, Eve, and Law. And obviously, like, other friends scattered. But, like, now I have so many different groups, who some I party with, some I go to breathwork with, others, like, I can, like, me and Elle talk about God non-stop on, like, we brainstorm ideas, we challenge each other, like, we challenge each other mentally. And same with, like, the girls, like my best mates that I met in Ibiza. Like, we are so on the same vibe, and we connect and we deep everything. And, like, you will find your tribe. But you, the same way as, you know, just see them TikToks, like, there's 10 out of 10 girls at home doing the skincare, manifesting, saving, but how are they going to meet the man when they're sat in the house all the time? And it's the same way. Like, if you've met someone, for example, at, like, a Miracle Mindsets workshop, or that you thought I get on really well with, I challenge you to genuinely message them now and say, hey, like, I'd just love to meet up with you if that's okay. And I guarantee you they'll say, yeah, of course. And if you nurture that, you will have a new friend, honestly. The second thing, which literally links to this, is cut people out who are not good for you. And I know it's so much easier said than done, genuinely. But if things, people, or places cost you your peace, your mental health, if they're causing you anxiety, whether it be a situationship, someone that just leaves you feeling on edge, they are not your people. Because confusion does not come from God, clarity does. You want to come away from people feeling happy, feeling good about yourself, not questioning your worth. And this is what I was saying earlier on, we can form when you've been with someone for ages, when you're not feeling great in yourself, we will always look to other people to feel good enough. And so make sure that the people around you are bigging you up, buying things. If you're a lash tech, make sure your friends are investing in you, sharing your things, supporting you, wanting to see you grow, happy for you, clapping. Like on my yoga course, I feel so, honestly guys, like the people that I've met here, I feel so lucky. But this girl on my yoga course who genuinely is probably the best energy I've ever been around, and she's just so full of love. And like, I want to be that for other people. Like, I want people to genuinely walk away from me and think, I can do anything. I feel so good. This is why we do Miracle Mindsets. Because like, I was actually reflecting on why I started Miracle Mindsets. And like, at the time I started it, I was so like, if I didn't do my 10,000 steps, if I didn't read my 20 pages a day, if I didn't journal and meditate all in one day, I felt not good enough. And so initially it was a podcast to help myself, to be accountable. But I have changed so much in these nearly 4 years. It'd be 4 years this year, guys. I've grown so much. I have probably not journaled in a week now. I'll try and meditate on and off. Like, life is hectic, but my worth doesn't depend on how much I'm doing in this wellness space. And I think we can get so wrapped up in that. Personal development can be a way for you to again measure your worthiness. And that was definitely me when I first started in this space. Like, I thought in order to be successful, I needed to do the 369 method and meditate and da da da. And like, these wellness practices are here to help you feel good, which will then increase your vibration, which will make it easier for you to attract the things that you want to attract. But if you don't do these things, you've also got to be so compassionate with yourself. And I think that that's what we sometimes forget, to be compassionate with ourselves. And that is going to be my third point. Be compassionate with yourself. We are messy. Humans are so messy. So fucking messy. We make mistakes. We act off impulse. We act off emotion. We do things we regret. We go back to people that don't serve us. We settle for less. We trip up on the things that we want. We self-sabotage. Sometimes we stay small, so because out of fear that we're gonna get it wrong. Like, be compassionate with yourself and your journey. Be compassionate with all the times that you've messed up, all the times that you aren't perfect. Because for me, I'm a Virgo, and we are so self-critical, so over-analytical. I will pick at everything that I can think of naturally, and it's took me so long to honour myself and be like, you are doing such a fucking good job, Sam, like such a good job. Maybe I haven't been posting on Miracle Mindsets, maybe like I haven't been working on myself and pouring into my own cup, but like, I'm so proud of you for recognising it. And like, a massive thing that I'm starting to learn is like, be your own fucking best friend. Like, give yourself, like, I'm literally going for a massage next week. Like, I'm eating out loads. Not ideal, guys, but this is what I mean. Like, I'm loving myself. Like, I'm like, even do you ever like actually like physically give yourself a hug and like look yourself in the mirror and just be like, you are doing a good fucking job. Like, you are doing so well. Like, we need to have these positive talks with ourselves. Like, remember that self-esteem comes from your experiences. The more, me and Nadine, my roommate, were talking about this before, and we were saying like, you need evidence to believe these things. So imagine the affirmation, I am unworthy. If you've got 10 to 15 reasons that will support that belief, like, oh, someone called me fat when I was young. I use examples of me. Okay, I am unworthy. So when I was younger, one of my friend's dads was like, why are you breathing in so much? And like, other things that my brother pointed out of like a role that I had, like people would fall out with me in primary school. I remember my nan on the phone, like, do you remember at home when you could dial in so you could hear people's conversations? I remember my nan saying that Lee's always been a favourite. And like, even like in the talent show, like, I swear people booed me off. You know, these little things that like you think are so insignificant, but like these are building blocks that will confirm this story that I'm unworthy. And when you have a story like that, your lens and your bubble is gonna like reflect things back to you that make you believe that confirmation bias. And so what you believe to be true is true. So whether you believe you're worthy or whether you believe you aren't worthy, both can be true. You just like anything that you believe truly to your core will manifest out in your life. And so when I say that like things can be changed and your story can change, it just takes a lot of fucking work and it takes a lot of self-awareness. Like you've got to be aware of the narrative that's playing out. And like we can see this in areas of our life that feel resistant. Areas of our life that feel resistant. And I'm reading a book at the moment called Anything Can Be Healed, and it's talking about our consciousness and the decisions that we make, which will either cause us to be more in alignment or more in resistance. And the more and more we get into this resistant state where we're doing things that we know don't serve us, we don't feel good, and making decisions that cause us fear or guilt or anxiety, it'll start to manifest as physical symptoms in your body. And at the moment, in my right knee, I keep getting a massive twinge. And when I looked at the chakra that it's linked to and like what that kind of would mean as to where my thoughts have been going, it means resentment. And so like we are so fucking clever and complex. Like obviously we've got our energy field and everything else, but symptoms in our body can actually tell us where our consciousness is going wrong. So if you constantly get like tonsillitis and a sore throat, that can indicate to do with your throat chakra. So basically that can mean communication. So the guy in the book was saying that he had terminal cancer. They literally gave him 2 months left to live. And he had cancer of the spine located in his near his throat chakra, near his throat. And he had to ask himself, what am I not expressing? And he wasn't in a happy marriage. He hated a lot of things about the marriage, but he stayed for his kids. And he finally spoke his truth. He did a lot of healing modalities, including like Reiki and all these like alternative healings. And he went back to the doctors 2 months later and they were like, it must have been an outlier because like this has been cured. And same way as if you've listened for ages, Tar Witty, he did a podcast about, like, we did a podcast with him and he was partially blind in one eye. And then he started to speak his truth and release all of these things that he's held down for so long and haven't expressed. Because anything that we don't express will repress. And, like, this is the thing that it has to come out, whether it be physical ailments, disease, which literally is dis-ease, like lack of harmony in the body. Oh God, I love this stuff, guys. I can go down such a rabbit hole. Anything not expressed is repressed. I'm a fucking poet. But yeah, like we've got to remember that we need to speak our truth. And like if we have repressed all these emotions, insecurities, not feeling good enough, and we wonder why certain areas of our life aren't looking great, we can tap into that and be like, okay, I keep attracting people that are unavailable. Where in my life am I unavailable for myself? Or where am I unavailable for other people? Why am I attracting this? And I think that when you can slow down and get clear, like this is where you can take any challenges and turn them into growth and healing by genuinely saying, okay, like where is this teaching me that I need to change? The fourth one is to start to see your flaws as beautiful. Like my so there's like there's things on my body, like I've got such bad stretch marks and my toes genuinely are so fucking long, like the nearly the length of my fingers. And they used to be like, and even like little things, like I went on a boat party and I looked down and I was like, Sam, like, why do you always do this? Like, my legs were so fucking hairy, like, all the hairs were just like glistening in the light. And I was just like, even like, I remember on my birthday years and years ago when me and Jen went to London, this is before I came back from Oz, like we came back midway through. And I remember someone like stroking up my leg and they were like, you have the hairiest legs I've ever seen. Do you know little things like that? Like, I'm meant to be a classy woman, guys, who, you know, it's on her shit and is glowing up, and I've got big black hairs sprouting out my legs. I hope people that I genuinely know here don't listen to this. But yeah, there's so many parts of me that I think like I could actually feel so insecure about. But actually, fuck it. Like, I genuinely don't, like, I can laugh about these things because they do not dictate my worth. And I think that when you can be so vulnerable about like certain things that you're not really happy about, like, you will notice that so many people have insecurities and have flaws. And like, I genuinely do believe that flaws make us so beautiful. And if you are in love with someone, no matter if they had a million and one spots on the face, like, you would still love the bones of them, because like, we're so much more than the way we look and the way we show up. Like, your energy is the most important thing, and how you make others feel and how you make yourself feel. Like I said it on the other podcast, but like, why spend, honestly, your days, like, genuine, like, have you seen those reels that like are going around at the minute, and it's like, imagine you died and went to heaven and then you asked God, can I come back? Like, can I come back to Earth for one day just to hug my family one more time, and to like swim in lakes and to like go to my favorite bar? Like, genuinely, we've got to snap out of this like materialistic, like insecure way of being. Like, we don't know how long we have here, and so like, we should be cherishing every minute. Fuck your hairy legs and your hairy toes. Like, go and swim, even if you don't feel good in your body. Like, you owe it to yourself to genuinely be your best friend. And I think I'm really learning that. Like, every day I'm choosing myself and I'm waking up and I'm trying to look at myself and be kind to myself. Like, thank your body instead of criticizing it. Like, thank you for being able to get me to Oz and to move my body and to do yoga. Like, instead of criticizing the parts of yourself that you don't feel are good, like, see where it's a positive. And see where like these things are beautiful, and being vulnerable and not feeling good enough is also like a very beautiful thing, because if you felt completely good enough and completely confident, like, I don't know, like, hopefully one day we get there. But I do think that there's a beautiful thing in connecting with people about vulnerabilities and about our imperfections, because we're all not perfect. We all have parts of ourselves that I guess we wish we could change, and that's okay. Like, that's a part of the story, that's a part of the chapter. And the final thing that I would say to wrap all of this up is to really, really start to learn about you. Like, if you've been in a relationship for so long, like, you know yourself with this other person, but like, who are you? What do you bring to the table? What are your boundaries? What are non-negotiables for you? How do you genuinely love to spend your days? Like, sometimes we say yes to all these plans, and do we actually want to do it? Like, do we want to go out on a Saturday night and spend £100 and get blackout drunk and feel shit the next day and not go to the gym? And guys, you know I love going out, so I'm not criticizing if you do. But what do you actually love to do? Like, the other night I went on a little solo date and I got a glass of wine and I was reading my book and I journaled, and then I went and got a curry, and sat there and just ate my curry, and I fucking loved it. Like, I loved it. I love me, and I love, like, there's still parts of me that really don't feel worthy, and like, I'm working on them, but as aren't we all? And I think that starting to get to know yourself a little bit more and like enjoying your own company that might feel alien, but like, let's start to genuinely love ourselves and figure out who we are, because when we don't know who we are at our core and what we like and what we don't, we'll settle for other people telling us what we like and what we don't and who we are. And like, once you know, like, I think I know myself, and I'm so self-aware because of obviously all this work that I do and probably the fucking overanalyzing everything. And so when I walk into a room now, I know that I'm an amazing energy, and I know that I'm like a lovely person, that I can make people happy, and that like, that isn't a doubt in my mind. Whereas at one point in my life, I was so insecure with who I was. I thought I was a horrible person. I thought I was mean. I didn't know how to talk to people. And so spend time on your own, get to know yourself, and instead of always wanting to improve, self-improvement, reading every book under the sun, like, spend a week putting your books away, turning the music off, turning the podcasts off, and just sit with yourself and get to know you. Stop listening to me, stop listening to other people giving you advice for how to be better, and sit with who you are and dance in the mirror and journal every morning and ask yourself, like, what do I want to do today? Like, what coffee do I want? Do you remember Mo Gowdat saying like, every morning he'll ask himself, what kind of coffee do I want today? And every morning he has a different coffee and sits with himself for an hour and thinks. Like, we're on autopilot a lot of the time. We think that we're going to perform the same every day. Do you know, like, we think we're going to go to the gym and lift the exact same weight every week. And that we might, but naturally our bodies might not want to do that. Our bodies might want rest. We might not feel good. We might be on our period. Like, we've got to really listen to ourselves. And I think that when you start to listen to yourself, things get a lot clearer about the people that aren't in alignment with you, like the places that might not serve you anymore. But when we're on this autopilot of just thinking, we are who we are, this is what we do, we're constantly in consumer mode of, I want to be better, I want to read this, I want to do that, I want to plan this, like, we're not coming home to ourselves. And I think that is my main point of self-esteem, is coming home to yourself and figuring out what home is for you and what feels safe and what you need in that moment. Because when we're pleasing other people, we're not at home with ourselves, we're not coming home to us, we're not asking ourselves what we need, and so we're abandoning ourselves. And sometimes when you've got that fear of abandonment, which I 100% do and I'm working on, you're abandoning yourself. And so that's what I was saying to you before. When you're attracting certain things into your life, ask yourself, is there an area of your life where you're unavailable, where you're abandoning yourself? Abandoning? Doesn't sound like a word. And I guarantee there'll be a part of yourself that maybe believes something about that, or you're also abandoning yourself or putting yourself down, or, you know. But I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. It's a long-ass podcast. It really is. I thought it was only going to be a little 10-minute special. But I hope you've loved it. As you know, I said on last week's episode, we do a subscription platform now on Spotify, where you get 4 extra episodes of me and Jen each month. And we're just trying to figure out what days to actually post the subscription on. But the first episode is already out, and it's How to Stop Being Lazy, and Jen's is also coming out this week too. So please sign up if you haven't already. I will leave the link in the show notes. But as always, guys, I appreciate you all so much for listening every week, supporting us. Thank you all for reaching out as well. Also, there was a girl who reached out last week about the podcast and shared a story, and I didn't get to reply, and I think she might have unsent it. So if that was you, please resend it, because I do want to have a little chat with you. But yes, see you next week, guys.